What if I promote my music mostly online, like over the internet? Would international licensing still apply, or is that something different?
Well, they can work hand in hand. I mean, obviously, that information has to be divulged when you enter negotiations with any company, whether they're in Sweden or in Nigeria. It doesn't matter. They need to know if you have online setups with whether iTunes or IOTA or whatever it is. But I'm finding in a number of situations there are regional internet sites that sell better in those markets than iTunes does, or does better than the bigger ones that we know of. So you can, it probably is a good idea to look at that too.
All right, so yeah, you definitely need somebody to sort of represent you and let you know what's going on in each market then.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I discovered there's a little company in Sweden that outsells iTunes like 3 to 1, and a lot of people here wouldn't know about it until they get involved with the foreign markets.
When you're dealing with foreign markets and international markets, what sort of music really sells?
Good question, and it depends. I mean, generally speaking, the whole world loves American roots kind of music. And when I say roots, I mean R&B is definitely part of our heritage and our roots here. So anything that spins off of that, whether it's jazz, hip hop, your old adult urban, pop, of course, and then there's markets that sell country, and these are the markets that if you have a really, really tight slamming Christian music, there's markets around the world like Australia and Britain that will buy that. So people around the world love all things American. Find out they dress like us, they try to act like whatever, but and they love all kinds of music. So it just depends, and obviously a great song is the key to any success. So without that, you don't have anything. You could have a well-produced, tremendously financed record that doesn't go anywhere. If the songs are not happening, forget it.
Right, it's just not happening. And from my understanding of it, you don't have to be, that huge rock star. You don't have to be Justin Timberlake in order to sell over there. You can be relatively unknown here and still do well overseas.
Absolutely, that's so true. I mean, and it's bizarre. You'll go. I mean, I've been to England more, and I used to live there for a couple of years as a late teen and early 20s. You'd find people over there that were headlining these big halls there, and over here they would be nothing. You just would never hear of them, and yet they've got a built a following there because they've had some product released, and they tour. I mean, touring is critical to any deal that you make, just anywhere nowadays, because that's going to be the end of the day. It's going to be where you're going to make a lot of money.
Exactly. People forget about that now.
Yeah.
I think the MP3 is all you need.
Well, it does help, but I tell you something. When you get on the road, there's nothing like selling your merchandise because I was in 2.5 years ago, I was in St. Petersburg, Russia, where you think, wow, what have they got going on? But there was acts there from the States and from Britain and from Norway that were just touring, and they were, getting more than living well for 2 or 3 weeks that they're on the road and doing Russia, but they're selling merchandise. They're buying American caps and T-shirts for like 3 or 4 times the amount that we would sell them for. And that was supporting the acts.
Wow. Some people really need to start paying attention to then the merchandise and making things bigger than just the music.
That's right. That goes hand in hand. If you get your product out, and that way it opens up touring, then you're going to make some serious money. And it all comes now internationally from licensing, distribution deals, and your publishing deals over there. So they all kind of roll together, and you've got to have someone you believe in and you can trust to make those deals happen.
Are there any special conferences or, meetings in overseas, Europe, Asia, Australia, anything that you attend to license the music?
Absolutely. There are the ones that I really, really think that people that are serious about it will go to are the one in France, the end of January, called MIDEM, MIDEM, and you can check that out online. And that's probably about 10,000, the most, I don't want to say the most aggressive, that's not the right way. 10,000 very intense companies, individuals, all trying to make deals, make things happen. And it's like a pressure cooker for 4 days. There's great music going on in the evenings and good food in the south of France, but it's really a lot of work. A lot of relationships can be made there. And I, over the years, I do a special thing for new clients around that time or just before that to hook them up. And that's it is a great meeting place. Another one is PopCom in Germany. It's held in Berlin, usually early fall. That's becoming kind of popular. That's catching on. There's one going to be in China, actually in Hong Kong, this coming September. Let me see if I can find my footnotes here. I believe it's September. You can check it out through the Reed Meetem site. They'll tell you about the one that's going to happen in Asia. I haven't been to that one yet. Of course, the Urban Network, it's a good place to meet people here in the States.
Of course, the room.
That's right. And this last year one was fantastic, and I'm expecting, more good things to happen from there. So those are two, three. I'm trying to think if there's another one that I really like. There's more, but if you read the trades or just pick up, have an interest in business, you'll find them. But BDEM is number one, PopCom number two for the things that I need.
Now, for me to travel overseas, if I'm like an independent doing things sort of on my own, is that something I really should try to focus on going to, or is it somewhere, you really need to be somebody to go there and expect anything to happen?
Well, oftentimes that's a good, really good question. I've had clients that have wanted to go with me to meet them, and I would encourage them. I mean, come on, I'll introduce them to whoever they want to meet and the relationships they have. It's a great experience. It's a big eye-opener to see how large the world is outside of this country. But, it's not necessary. Sometimes it gets to be very expensive. So those are factors of why people don't go. But I encourage everybody to take a look at the world, and that's one good way to start. You don't have to be a big star to go over there.